我们读几处的圣经。
I'll read some Bible passages.
出埃及记三章十二节。
Exodus 3:12.
出埃及记三章十二节。
Exodus 3:12.
神说我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。
So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
我想啊，这一段的确是重点，就在头一句跟后面一句哈，神说我必与你同在，这是我打发你去的证据。
I think the emphasis is on the first two phrases. I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you.
生命记三十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 31.
生命记三十一章第二十三节。
Deuteronomy 31:23.
耶和华祝福论的儿子约书亚说：“你当刚强壮胆。”因为你必领以色列人进我所启示应许他们的地，我必与你同在。
Then he inaugurated Joshua the son of Nun and said, Be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land of which I swore to them, and I will be with you.
耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章第十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns.Broken cisterns that can hold no water.
翻到新约希伯来书。
Turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
十二章第二节。
Chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
我们既有着许多见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担。脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们再看一段哈，腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第十节到第十四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 through 14.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，活着我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着，已经完全，我乃是竭力追求。活着可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，为要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这次的夏令会，我们两位弟兄都跟我们谈到很基本的事。
the summer conference, both brothers share with us something very fundamental.
就我们提到，好像英文的提到要认识基督。
In the English group, we mentioned to know Him, know Christ.
这个我们中文的讲了好多点。
In the Chinese group, there are many points.
其实我有时候会想，真正基本的，我们还不是什么。
I feel sometimes we still don't know the fundamental point.
Basic practice.
The basic practice.
我们基本上讲基本，怎么读圣经啊？怎么祷告，对吧？
We talk about how we can read the Bible, how to pray.
我们要传福音，我们要聚会。
We have to share the gospel. We have to have meetings.
其实我们听完那一堆之后，我们做了很多都是外面的。
After we hear all that, many things that we do are still outward.
所以我们弟兄这次来已经不来谈这个外面的基本的东西了。
Our brother this time no longer talks about these basic things that are outward.
因为真正的重要的基本是里面的。
What is the important basic thing is inward.
我读圣经读来读去全读到脑袋去有用。
If I read the Bible and they all go to my head, what is that?
我祷告就按时祷告，我又不是从心灵与诚实出来的，也没用。
If I pray according to times and not according to truth in my spirit, what is that to me?
所以我听了两次，因为我自己本身不在里面聚会，我听了两次的讲道，我觉得这个实在非常的重要。
So I listened to these messages twice since I was not in the meeting, and I realized this is very important.
这是全部是根基的东西。
These are all foundational.
你知道第一个他说，我跟你讲都不容易。
These are not easy.
第一个说对付肉体。
First to deal with the flesh.
谁都听过了。
Everyone has heard this.
我们要对付肉体。
We have to.
但今天有个问题，就是说有些人根本不懂什么叫肉体。
But here we have a question. Some people don't even know what is the flesh.
你知道肉体简单的就是说我身体想要的我就满足它。
Flesh is whatever our bodies want, then we satisfy it.
这个是我们今天活在地上一般人就这样，我身体想要我就满足它。
This is what people on this earth often go with. Whatever I want, I will do it.
不管是好的坏的，反正我都满足它。
No matter if it's good or bad, I will satisfy those desires.
所以我们必须认识，这叫肉体啊。
We need to know that this is the flesh.
如果我认识到我想脱离的话，我就开始有挣扎。
If I know and then I want to deal with it, then I will have struggles.
因为你发现原来不是这么容易脱离得了。
Because it is difficult to be free from.
不想脱离没要紧。
If I did not want to be free from it, then it's fine.
但是我当我想脱离不了，你发现我真是苦。
But when I want to be free from it, then I am what a wretched man I am.
我在想，我这个我真是苦了，最少超过十年。
I was in this state, what a wretched man I am for over 10 years.
出不来。
There is no way out.
所以这个不容易对付的。
This is very difficult.
第二个讲到培养性格。
Second was to cultivate a character.
你要知道这里要提到是培养基督的性格，不是培养一个好性格。
It is to cultivate Christ's character, not good character.
你知道我们所谓的培养好性格，然后所有的道德家、宗教家就行了。
Regarding cultivating good character, all the people who study morals or these religious people, they already have it.
我们的观念的好性格跟基督的性格是两码事的。
What we think of good character and Christ's character, these are completely different things.
我最爱举个例子是温柔。
I often like to give this example of being meek.
你们都懂温柔吗？
You all know what this means?
我们都有观念什么叫温柔。
We have an idea of what it means to be meek or gentle.
对吧？哇，什么都不生气的。
I will not get angry.
讲话非常什么这个又小声又，我不会。
I'll speak softly. This is something I don't know how to do.
哇，这个我要好好思想一下。他讲出他的心声。
I have to meditate upon this.
所以我们讲温柔哈，我们要看看主耶稣一定温柔的嘛，对吧
？If we talk about being meek or gentle, our Lord must be meek.
我们的主就是温柔的主。
Our Lord is the Lord who is meek.
但如果我 彼得的话我一定会好好 meditate， 我在想主真的温柔吗？我讲错一句话他就撒旦推我后边去吧。
If I were Peter, I would really have to meditate upon this. I say something wrong and the Lord says, Satan, get behind me.
然后呢，这个如果是这些法利赛人，怎么每次跟耶稣讲话都是毒蛇的种类？
If I were Pharisees, every time I talk to the Lord, he says, you brood of vipers.
然后呢，他到了圣殿里面看到里面，哇，什么卖牛羊什么，他把牛羊全赶走，然后那个兑换银钱的时候整个推翻了。
And when he goes in the temple and see buying and selling, he chased out all the livestock and then turned over the tables.
我们主还是温柔的。
Our Lord is still meek.
你想我们读到这个，我们对温柔要不要下不同的定义？
Do we need to have a different definition of meekness now?
或者说我们的观念里面对温柔要重新的认识。
Or we have to know this meekness from a different perspective.
这个主这个性格不容易学。
This Lord's character is difficult to learn.
对吧？我们要就把所有赶走了。
We will drive out everyone.
这样不是我全部都包起来都可以没事。
Or I will just accept everyone.
但是主的温柔跟我们想象的不同。
So the Lord's meekness is different from what we think.
那你知道这性格上这个要认识有主的性格，这要主很特别在我们身上的作为。
Regarding having Christ's character, this requires a lot of what the Lord can do.
你知道我们今天看，我们说人，我们都喜欢人有好性格。
We like people to have good character.
对吧？父母想嫁女儿都想，哎，这个男的性格好吗？
Parents talk to their daughters and say, your husband to be, does he have good character?
那今天你要看这个，你要嫁人有基督的性格吗？
Does he have Christ's character?
做弟兄好累啊。
You know, to be brothers is very tiresome.
对啊，这个要求太高了。
It's a very high quality.
你知道，我们如果今天说有好的性格，有一个很大的问题啊。他这个己就很大。
If we have good character, then there's a big problem. Then our self is very big.
我们弟兄这些讲，我们魂就会很大。
Our brother shared this time, then our soul will be very big.
因为我们觉得我就是一个好人。
Because we think that we are a good person.
我所想的各方面，我都是为人好的。
Every single facet, I'm good.
所以我们弟兄这些讲，要做一个正常人。
So this time our brother said that we need to be a normal person.
用身体来主使你这个人的非常糟糕。
If you let your body control you, this is very terrible.
大部分人都是用身体主宰我这生活的。
A lot of people are like this.
但是有一些少部分人，哎，用魂，哎，就好人来主宰他的生活。
There's a few people, they use their soul to control them, and these are the good people.
但是我们知道神造人的次序是用灵来管理魂，在主使身体。
But according to God's creation, He wanted the spirit to control the soul and then to control the body.
你发现他第三堂又讲灵的品质很要紧。
So in the third message, He shares that the quality of spirit is very important.
既然要成为正常人
，If you want to be a normal
person, 要从灵来主导的话。
To be controlled by the spirit.
灵的品质就很重要。
Then we need to have an excellent spirit.
我们都要操练灵。
We have to exercise the spirit.
不然我们的灵的品质不会好的。
Otherwise, the quality of our spirit will not be good.
我们现在知道了要成为正常人。
We know that we need to be a normal man.
要成为正常人难了。
It is very difficult.
或者我换一个词。
I'll use another word.
要做一个属灵的人。
To be a spiritual man.
是从灵主导的。是一个属灵的人。
A spiritual man is one who is controlled by the spirit.
我们不是要做一个好人。
We're not trying to be a good person.
我常常讲信耶稣，宗教劝人向善，信耶稣好的那边是一个 byproduct， 是自然会出现的。但是那不是我们的目标。
We know that people who are religious, they want to be good, but believing Christ, that is only a byproduct of being good. That is not our goal.
我们的目标。那是成为一个属灵的人。
Our goal is to be a spiritual person.
所以他到第六堂他就提到了我们要有点实在的学习的。
In the sixth message, he mentioned that we need to have some real
practice.
我
今天哈，我愿意把这个我对这是圣弟兄讲的，我一些领受有点交通。
today I would like to share some things that I got from what Brother Sun shared.
包括在聚会中听到的，或者我在网路上听了。
Like what I heard in the meeting.
也包括 我很多顿跟他吃饭听的。
And also including all the meals that I share with him.
我喜欢跟这些年长弟兄们坐在那里，哦呦，他就一吃一口就讲，就开始不讲，不吃了就讲了。
I like to sit with these elderly brothers because they will eat one bite and then they will stop eating and keep sharing.
这个特别等菜上来之前，哦呦，那是最好的时候。
Especially when we're waiting for food to come.
我因为交通这个哈是目标与道路。
I want to share regarding the goal and the way.
刚刚我们读过一个圣经哈，说忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
We have read this verse, forgetting what is behind, pressing on towards the goal.
啊，希伯来书说，奔那摆在前头的路程。
And the book of Hebrews says to run the race that is set before us.
我们有目标，也有道路。
We have a goal and we have a way.
我要问第一个，什么是我们的目标？
The first question I would like to ask is, what is our goal?
其实我发现很多弟兄姊妹信了主没目标的。
I realize that many brothers and sisters, after they believe, they do not have a goal.
我信主就是上天堂。
I believe the Lord and I will go to heaven.
我把上天堂成为我的目标。
I will put this, going to heaven, as my goal.
所以我信了主已经能够上天堂，就变没目标了。
Because I believe the Lord, I can go to heaven, so I no longer have a goal.
我只是成为一个宗教家来聚会，就来聚会。
I become a religious person, I'll attend meetings.
对于爱主的事慢慢来，没目标嘛，这不是我的目标。
Regarding loving the Lord, we can go slowly because this is not my goal.
天堂已经确定了。
I am certain that I can go to heaven.
说地上的事慢慢来。
Regarding things of this world, I can go slowly.
我们成为一批没有目标的人。
We become a people with no goals.
不小心我们成为基督信耶稣的宗教家。
Then we become religious people who happen to believe in Jesus.
所以我们今天要先明白一个目标是什么。
So we first have to know what is the goal.
我们信主的人的目标是什么。
What is the goal of someone who believes?
我们过去也提过哈，神的心意或者神永远的旨意就是基督与教会。
We have mentioned this before. God's eternal purpose is Christ and the church.
不要把这个当口号。
Do not use this as just a slogan.
神心中最关心的就是基督与教会。
This is a matter that is closest to God's heart. It is Christ and the church.
神一切的就是要耶稣基督能够得着被高举的。
The foremost is God wants Christ, Jesus Christ to be lifted up.
如果你读圣经，你发现他说一切。都是借助他，这个为着他，也是归给他的。
If we read the Bible, we see that this is all is through him, for him, and to him.
所以他是中心。
So he is the center.
我们常常说我们信主，我们开始要搬家了。我从 self-center 能够搬到 Christ-center， 我从自我为中心的能够搬到以主为中心的。
When we believe the Lord, then we need to move.From being self-centered to Christ-centered.
所以我们今天的目标
So today's goal
我们活在地上神的儿女
As we live on this earth as children of God
我们是要高举基督彰显基督像基督
We want to lift Christ up We want to manifest Christ And we like to be like Christ
这就是我们的目标
This is our goal
我再讲一次我们是要高举基督彰显基督然后像他像基督
We want toLift Christ up. We want to
manifest
Christ, and we want to be like Christ.
这个是我们这个一直的追求的目的。
This is the goal of our pursuit.
我们要说我们怎么达到这个目标呢
？How do we reach this goal?
你就发现有条路。
There is a way.
我们必须有条路达到。
There must be a way that can reach this goal.
如果我们这条路走错
If we are walking on the wrong way
你永远达不到
You will never reach the goal
你不可能在这里高举基督彰显基督像基督
You cannot lift Christ up You cannot manifest Christ You cannot be like Christ
我们弟兄在这里提了一些很基本的为了达到这个目标我们所要操练的
Our brother shared some very basic things that we need to practice in order to reach this goal
对付肉体了这个 这个培养性格，培养灵啊，这个你一生的学习。
Deal with the flesh to cultivate good character, to have an excellent spirit. This is something that we will learn all our life.
我们不能够只是知道这件事情。
We can't just know these.
我们需要从我们里面能够认识这件事。
We need to know these things from within.
你要知道，这个如果成为口号的话，我们最后就没劲了。
If these become our slogans, then we will not have strength to carry on.
必须求主开我的眼，给我能够看见的。
We need to ask our Lord to open our eyes that we may see.
刚刚我跟大家读的这个耶利米书第二章。
We had already read from Jeremiah chapter 2.
他这里说，我的百姓做了两件恶事。
Here he says that my people have committed two evils.
离弃我这活水的泉源是第一个事情。
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water.
为自己造出池子，却不能盛水的。
Second is that they hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
你说今天人就是没办法一直对准我们的主。
Today, one of our problems is that we cannot continually point towards the Lord.
不只是世人，是神的百姓，没办法。
Not just the people of this world, but also his people cannot do
that. 我神的百姓找出代替品了。
So his people found something to replace him.
活水泉源没办法有，我找个池子也可以装水。
Instead of having living water, they found some cisterns to hold water.
他认为这个池子能够装水，但神说根本装不了水，漏光了。
They think that these cisterns could hold water, but the Lord said these are broken cisterns and can't hold any water.
我们要以假的来代替真的，这就是魔鬼的伎俩。
If we are trying to use something fake to replace something real, that is the scheme of the enemy.
所以我们发现哈，神的心意是要用石头，人就造砖头。
The Lord's God's heart is that He wants to use rocks, but then people want to use bricks.
我们这里这么多人读建筑的，砖头当然能够把，还是造出一个很宏伟的一个建筑物。
We have a lot of architects here. We know that using bricks, we can still build buildings.
但是我们知道砖头是人工的，石头是神造。
But we know that bricks are man-made. Rocks are God-made.
你发现啊，我们不能够在这个上面说，哎呀，神你就包容一下嘛，反正我们这里这个砖头也行啊。
We cannot say to the Lord, oh, have mercy on us. Bricks are okay too.
这个告诉我们本质上出问题了。
This is something wrong at the substance level.
在本质上的出问题，你不可以随便的。
We cannot replace something in its nature.
你看，今天我们说神的家教会。
We talk about God's house, the church.
教会应该以主的生命来建造。
The church should be built by the Lord's life.
但是今天教会聚在一起，是用系统把它建起来。
But today, church is being built by systems.
你说我这个系统建起来，你看多运作，多有秩序。
We see through systems, we can have a very orderly operation.
神啊，那不是很好吗？秩序这么好，大家都很好聚会啊。
God, isn't this very good? We have a very orderly worship.
外表看来都很好。
Outwardly, this looks very good.
本质上出错。
In its nature, it is wrong.
这个代替是魔鬼的伎俩。
This is a scheme of the enemy to replace it.
如果我们这个找代替的话，我们没可能高举基督的。
If we're looking for substitute, then we cannot lift Christ.
更不可能彰显基督的。
And if for theory, we cannot manifest Christ.
所以我们今天聚会，我们道理听很多，真的能够行出来的少得不得了。
So we have heard a lot of messages. But how much can we actually walk?
不小心我们还看不起别人呢、啊。哎，你都还不知道这个。
Perhaps we'll even look down on others. You don't know this.
所以我们今天从耶利米讲的这些话，应该给我们一些能够唤醒我们的。
So may the words in Jeremiah wake us up.
那耶利米上说，神说我的百姓做错两件事。
Jeremiah says, God said, my people have done two evil things.
离开我这个活水的泉源。
To depart from me, the source of living water.
自己去造出一个池子。
and to make themselves a cistern.
你读不读圣经，一直读下来，发现是不是历史都是这样子。
If you continue to read the Bible, you see throughout history, this is the problem.
旧约是这样子，新约是这样子。
In the Old Testament times, in the New Testament times.
我们跟不上主所要的，我们自己有代替。
We cannot follow what the Lord wants, so we have a substitute.
所以我们在这里，我们发现本质上的东西你不可能妥协的。
So we see that we cannot compromise on the nature.
我们很多事情都能够包容。
A lot of things we can accept.
但是真理与道路不能够包容。
But regarding truth and the way, we cannot compromise.
这个我们必须抓得紧紧的。
We have to hold on tightly.
我们不是什么都不包容。
It's not that we are not accepting.
但是我们今天要发现真理与道路是不能包容的。
But regarding truth and the way, we cannot compromise.
你要知道我们一包容我们大大得罪我们的主。
Once we accept other ways, then we are against...
那今天我们会离弃这活水的泉源。
We can leave this source of living water.
一个是我不懂。
One is that I do not understand.
听了我根本不懂。
I heard it, but I do not understand.
第二个我不愿意因为这个代价太大。
The second is that I'm unwilling because the cost is too great.
所以我们就用人的方法来做代替。
So we use man's way to replace it.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious problem.
你知道我们说我们在神的家中或者这个我们要学习彼此相爱。
We say that in God's house, we need to learn brotherly love.
但是我们要很注意，这个爱是从神来的爱，还是只是我肉体上的爱，世界的爱？
So we need to be very careful. Is this love from God, or is this the world's love, the love that came from my flesh?
我们不能够因为我要有世界的爱，我牺牲了真理，牺牲了主的见证。
We cannot sacrifice the Lord's truth.And his witness testimony by using the world's love.
基督徒的爱，这个不能与真理不合的。
The love of a Christian cannot be against the truth.
所以我们在这里我们要发现哈，这个当我们讲到目标与道路的时候
，So when we think of the goal and the way,
我们必须先把目标搞清楚。
We need to first be clear about the goal.
因为如果我们目标不搞清楚。
Because if we're not clear on the goal,
我们的路就随便走啊。
Then we can walk anyway.
并且这个目标需要求主怜悯，给我从里面看见。
And we need to have mercy from the Lord that I can see this goal from within.
你才会知道这条路要走不容易走的。
Then we will know that this way is a difficult way.
就好像我们弟兄教宗的这几堂的信息不容易走，做到的。
Just like what our brothers, brother shared with us, these messages, these are things that are difficult to do.
一生的学习
We learn all the days of our life.
我们从圣经里面也知道，这条路是一条窄路。
We also know from the Bible that this is a narrow way.
这一条是一条十字架的路。
This is a way of the cross.
你说你可以逃过吗？
Can you escape it?
我们说我们是跟随主的人。
We say we follow the Lord.
主耶稣走了一条窄路。
The Lord walked a narrow way.
主走过一条十字架的路。
He walked the way of the cross.
我们可以逃吗？
Can we flee from this?
在这目标与道路。
Regarding the goal and the way.
我下面要交通的几个点。
I want to share several points.
第一个，不能够肤浅。
The first is that we cannot be shallow.
我们今天都住在美国。
Today we live in the U.S.
这个有人就说啊，美国这个地方看重物质，但是不灵命就非常轻。
Some people say that people in the U.S. they are concerned about materials, but they do not have good spiritual life.
你看有人从国内来美国，有时候我们走在一起谈说，哇，美国真的好丰富啊。
So when Some people come from overseas and see that, wow, there's so much abundance in the U.S.
因为看到我们这些美国人都在浪费。
Because they see the Americans are wasteful.
所以你这个我还这次跟圣经交通了，美国文化就是很肤浅。
Brother Sun shared that the culture of the U.S. is very shallow.
你服吗你啊，这个在美国长大的孩子。
Do you accept this, those of you who grew up here?
没，这个我们物质很丰富。
We have a lot of material goods.
但是呢，这个因为物质丰富，很多事不用大脑。
But because we are so abundant in materials, that we don't need to use our brain.
啊，整天看球赛，哎，就是坐在那里不用大脑，不用大脑的，我都要看球赛，要么。
We can sit there and watch sports, and we don't need brains to watch sports.
其实我觉得这不是，其实对我来讲，这不是美国的问题啊。
I feel like this is not just a problem for the U.S.
所有已经文明的国家社会都有这个问题。
All the countries that are civilized have this problem.
Developed. 你知道，只要我们追求物质的话，我们就是追求一个安逸的生活。
If we're pursuing after material goods, then we're pursuing after a comfortable life.
当你追求一个安逸的生活，你就踏入一个肤浅的生活。
If we're pursuing a comfortable life, then we have entered a shallow
life. 这个是一个非常大的一个陷阱。
This is a very big trap.
对，我们追求，我们就是追求非常好的生活。
We're pursuing a very good life.
所以我们对于很多的事情没深入的思想的。
So we do not deeply think about many things.
所以很多人从国内或者从我们这个从亚洲过来都觉得，哇，这个美国人好nice，其实就是好单，说他们很单纯，其实说他们很笨。
So some people from Asia, when they come here, they see you're so naive. Actually, they think you're very stupid.
下次是我替他翻译好，这个他讲的比较传神一点。这个，所以你要知道为什么圣经说不要过安逸的生活。The
Bible says to not have a comfortable life.
安逸的生活把我们带入了肤浅。A
comfortable life brings us into a shallow life.
所以我们要很注意哈，这个我们必须防备这个物质。
We have to guard against material goods and a shallow spirit. You know, a lot of churches these days, they will have a message for about 20 minutes.
或者讲个40分钟讲了什么，怎么做父亲呢？怎么叫母亲啊？对吧？这个儿童节讲怎么当儿童啊？这个就是都照着这个来讲，非常肤浅的一些道理。Or
maybe they have a longer message, but on Children's Day, they will talk about how to be children and how to be fathers and mothers and so forth.
讲台讲的道已经肤浅了，那些已经够肤浅的听的全部都是肤浅的。The
message that is preached is shallow, so all who listens are even more shallow.
我有时候在想，美国是一个建国的时候是把神把主摆在前面的，来找一个地方能够自由敬拜神的。
Sometimes I think about the foundation of the U.S. At the beginning, they wanted to find a place that they can freely worship God.
还没到300年吧，有吗？ 已经一直往下滑。
In these past 200 some years, that it is going decline.
因为一直的追求是越来越肤浅。
Because keep pursuing that which is shallow.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很注意属灵的肤浅，一定要防备的。
We have to guard against the shallow spirit.
当然我们不能够因为我们听多了看不起看低那些不懂的人。
So we can't just say that we have heard so much so we belittle those who don't have
我们今天这次弟兄来交通的乃是我看见我要能够走得了的。 What
our brothers share is that we have seen that we have to be able to walk upon.
你真的走，你不是看不起别人，你还是怜悯别人，要把别人带上来。
If you're truly walking this way, then you would not belittle others, but you would have mercy on them and want to bring them along with you.
你知道要把他们带上来有多难吗？
you know, how difficult it is to bring them along. Because they don't want to listen to
you.
So this will be a test for how much we can persevere. In the Hebrews, it says to persevere and run with endurance. Brothers and sisters, we need to love spiritual matters. We have to talk all only about spiritual matters. Because we have believed the Lord and we want to be spiritual people. We ask the Lord to help us escape from that shallow state. To save us from the wayside and from the rocky places. It's not that I hear something and it will go out. Or maybe I hear something, I feel it's very good, and I forget it soon. We ask the Lord to help us escape from a shallow spirit. So that I can understand spiritual matters. So,
第一个,
so first, do not be shallow.
第二个,
the second is to have discernment. Often we talk about discernment and we say that do not be co-yoked with unbelievers.
你就发现, 哇, 好多规条哦, 好难守哦, 这个, 要分别,
we feel like, oh, there's so many regulations that we have to keep.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, discernment is from the life, not from regulation.
不同的生命自然分别。
If there's different life, then there will be different.
你知道我摆一条鱼摆在猫面前, 你说会怎么样吗?
If I put a fish in front of a cat, what would happen?
对吧? 离开水, 那鱼就死了。 猫看到鱼就吃掉它。
The fish is out of water, so it will die, and the cat will eat the fish.
我们不同的生命一定
The different life will be different.
So, 这里讲的分别不是外面做出来的分别。
So here, discernment is not discernment from the outward thing.
那是讲在性情上面的分别。
It is discernment of nature.
From inward
nature.
Inward nature. 我们里面的性情变了。That
our inward nature has changed.
因为我信了主，我里面变了。
Because we believe the Lord, our inward nature changed.
今天很多人信主,
people nowadays say, we believe the Lord.
我问他,
how do you know you believe the Lord?
他说,
because I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart.
对啊,
so you excerpt from the Bible.
真正相信主的人,
someone who truly believes the Lord will have an inward change. That is believing the Lord. It's not that there are a lot of regulations. You cannot do this, cannot do this. My inward nature has changed.
因做这个变了,
because of that change,
我没兴趣,
I will no longer have interest.
所以如果里面不变了,
so if we cannot have an inward change, we have to ask ourselves,
我们必须问自己一个问题,
we have to ask ourselves the question, why do we believe the Lord?
说我们里面性情能够变，就自然有分别。
If we can have an inward change in our nature, then there will be discernment.
有人很喜欢喝酒。
Someone likes to drink.
但是他有一天信主，他里面那个喝酒的兴趣没了。
One day he believed the Lord and he no longer has interest for drinking.
不是他不喝,
it's not that he doesn't drink, but that he no longer has
interest.
So this is not a regulation that you will put him in.
有人因为信主前很喜欢打麻将, 对吧? 信了主, 我就不喜欢打。
Some people before they believe the Lord, they really like playing mahjong, and now after they believe the Lord, they don't have interest anymore.
我讲到这个，我常常有想用我姊妹Sherry的例子。
When I speak of this, I usually like to use the example of my wife Sherry.
她信主之后，还是一大堆不信的朋友。
After she believed the Lord, she still had a lot of unbelieving friends.
这个，但是有一天啊，哎，她真的被主碰到。
So one day she really encountered the Lord.
她也没有跑去跟她那些不信的朋友在，你们要信耶稣要怎么样？没有。
She didn't go and tell her unbelieving friends, "You have to believe in the Lord."
但是她的朋友来讲啊，她说：“哎 ，Sherry 啊，你现在跟我们不同国了。”
And her friends came to tell her, "You seem to be living in a different country, a different way."
我想应该是 different kingdom.
Different kingdom.
对啊，就是你跟我不同国了。
You're in a different kingdom.
没，他没讲什么，但人家里面一想，不对了，你跟我突然间不同了。
She doesn't say anything, but people notice you're different.
其实我是她最高兴，就别人看出来。
If I were her, I would be very happy because
不是我去告诉人。
Because I didn't tell others, others could see it.
那是在我周遭的人突然间给一个 comment 说，哎，你变了。
People who around me say, "Oh, you have changed."
不是我整天发现，你有没有看到我变了？
It's not that I tell people, "Have you seen that I changed?"
我信耶稣，你们觉得我信耶稣呢？
I believe the Lord. Do you think I believe the Lord?
整天问这个问题是最糟糕的。
If you ask this question all day long, that is terrible.
因为自己第一个没自信，对吧？这个也没有什么自信，就根本不知道什么叫信。
Because you don't have any confidence and you don't know what you believed in.
我们要知道这个生命在我里面是起变化的。
This life within us will cause a change.
所以弟兄姊妹，分别。是性情上的变了。
So in terms of set apart, this is what there's a change in our inner nature.
我们说一个人遇见主，他本质上要变的。
So someone who encountered the Lord, there needs to be a change in the inner nature.
对我有时候要来分辨一个人有没有得救，对我要看乃是他里面的本质变了。
When I'm trying to discern whether someone has believed the Lord, I need to tell if there's inner change.
不是他外面做了多少改变的事。
Not whether there's a lot of things that are changed outwardly.
那是他里面变了。
But that there's something that's changed inwardly.
第三点。
The third point.
这是孙弟兄在聚会里面讲的。
This is what Brother Gawen San shared in the meeting.
建立与主直接的关系。
To establish a direct relationship with the Lord.
这个是非常重要的。
This is very, very important.
我们重生得救了，我们的灵已经跟主相通了。
When we're born again, our spirit is connected with the Lord.
问题啊，我们与主，我们用这个管道吗？
But the problem is, do we use this channel?
我们常用这个管道。
Do we often use this channel?
我们今天在神的家中，可能我们是。上面已经有人信主了，我们是第二代、第三代、第四代 ，whatever.
Today in God's house, perhaps there are other people who believe the Lord before us, and we're second generation or third or fourth.
但是我们对主的认识必须是第一代的。
But our understanding or our knowing of the Lord needs to be a first generation.
我们如果不能够在认识主的上面成为第一代，我们只会以后所做的都是传统。
Regarding knowing the Lord, if we cannot be in the first generation, then we'll just be doing things according to tradition.
你说我们每周日薄饼。
Every Sunday we have breaking of bread.
弟兄姊妹，你都知道为什么要有薄饼聚会。
Brothers and sisters, do you know why we have a meeting for breaking of bread?
你有去问过吗？
Have you asked this?
还是说啊，这个是对的，告诉人都要薄饼。
Or you think, oh, this is right. So you'll tell everyone else that we need to have breaking of bread.
知道为什么要薄饼？
Do you know why we have breaking of bread?
我有很多年了，就是维持这个好的传统。
Many years I have maintained this good tradition.
这个是好的，对的，所以我要做。
This is good, this is right, so I'll do it.
但如果人家问我，我也不懂。
But people ask me, I do not know.
你知道，这就把传统带下去了。
Then we'll establish tradition.
一代一代下去只是外面做的，根本就不知道在干嘛。
After generations, and this will just be something outward. No one will know why we're doing.
我们来到薄饼聚会。
When we come to the bread of the Lord's table.
你这只有一个聚会是主设立的。
There's only one meeting that is established by the Lord.
就是薄饼纪念他的聚会。
That is to remember him with the breaking of bread meeting.
所有聚会为我们的。
All the other meetings are for us.
只有一个聚会是为他。
There's only one meeting that is for him.
但是今天很多人不看重。
But a lot of people today do not place this as important.
有些教会根本没有薄饼聚会。
Some churches don't even have a breaking of bread.
有些教会只有一个月一次的薄饼聚会。
Some churches will have it once a month.
我们如果今天说我的目标要高居主的话。
Today, if our goal is to lift Christ up,
we have
to come before what he has established. We have to be thankful that he has saved us.
你在薄饼聚会一个最大的功用一直在温习提醒我我是一个罪人蒙了主
A main function of the breaking of bread meeting is to continually to review that we are sinners saved by grace.
唱的那首诗歌千万人中你怎么会救我
Like the hymn that we sung today, why have you chosen us out of millions?
我不应该不会来信主的，但是你竟然在千万人里面让我能够信你，主，谢谢你。
I should not be able to believe the Lord, but out of millions you chose me, Lord, thank you.
主，我们必须进入这个时期里面。We
have to enter into this reality.
我们还要姊妹蒙头。
Or we talk about head covering for sisters. There are a lot of churches that don't have head covering for sisters. I asked the sisters here who have head covering, do you know why you have a head covering? Or you see other people have this, I say, I want one too.
对吧，这个我要，我反正这个，说你要有些聚会的蒙头吗？各式各样都有。
Some fellowships have all kinds of head covering.
这个就好像以前嘛，SARS的时候，那个口罩越做越漂亮的口罩。
Just like during some SARS epidemic, people would have very fancy, good-looking masks.
我们今天不止姊妹们要知道他为什么要蒙头，弟兄也该知道。Today,
not just the sisters. Need to know why there's head covering. Brothers must know.
我们去一个聚会蒙头，说我蒙头；去一个聚会不蒙头，我就蒙不蒙头。
We go to a meeting and that fellowship has head covering, then so be it. And if not, then so be it too.
你发现我根本不懂为什么蒙头。
You realize I don't actually know why we have head covering.
你的圣经告诉我们说，要姊妹蒙头，但是在头上有个记号。
The Bible says that for sisters to have a head covering, it is a symbol of obedience.
因为这个是给魔鬼看的，因为魔鬼不顺服。
This is for the devil to see because he does not submit.
所以每一次我们聚会或者我们来到主面前祷告，我们蒙头，乃是天上的使者，魔鬼都在看的。
So when we come before the Lord and we have our head covered, that is for the angel, the enemy, and all those dark principalities in the air to see.
我今天遇到姊妹就问我，为什么弟兄不蒙，只有我顺服，他不顺服吗？他。So
I have met some sisters who said, how come brothers don't have head covering? We submit, they don't submit.
所以我们要知道，神定的是姊妹蒙头。
We need to know that the Lord established that sisters should have head covering.
当弟兄看到姊妹蒙头，我们也知道我们都要站在顺服的地位。
When brothers see that sisters have their head covered, that we need to know that we're all standing on the ground of submission.
因为在神的定义里面，姊妹代表教会，弟兄代表基督。
Because in God's purpose, sisters represent the church and brothers represent Christ.
所以这个。 不是一个传统。Now,
this is not a tradition.
这个乃是我们要看到神所吩咐的。我付代价，我为着抓住真理，我就要做。So
we see what the Lord has established, and for holding on to the truth, even if there's a cost, we will do it.
在真理上面，我们不能无理两可。我们说这个也可以包容，不能够包容。Regarding
the truth, we can have no compromise.
第三个，受浸。
The third one is baptism. There's some water sprinkling.
那我们是要浸下去。
We have to be fully immersed.
你说，哎，为什么要？哦，这个又变成传统。人家问你为什么要浸下？哎呦，我们教会就是这样做的。
And we say, oh, that is a tradition. This is how our church does it.
你要知道为什么浸下去？因为主说。 与主同死同埋葬也同复活的。
why do we need to have immersion? Because we have death with the Lord and we resurrect with the Lord. We cannot have the wrong symbol here.
今天有人说,哎呀,这都是外面做,没用了,这个就顶个水都行啊。
Some people say this is only our things that we can just have sprinkling baptism.
当你这个也可以都包容可以不降座的你放救世军连水都不用了摆个旗子在你面前刷两下你受尽了。If
we don't hold on to the truth, then maybe we'll say we don't even need water. We'll just wave a flag and you'll be baptized.
说弟兄姊妹，这个我们说法好像我们做对了。
Brothers and sisters, so far it seems like we are doing the right thing.
但是我们会不会根本不知道就把传统带下去了。But
if we don't know why, then we will just bring down tradition.
我们昨天在谈到传福音了。Yesterday
we were sharing on sharing the gospel.
这个, 你知道, 对我来讲, 我常常觉得我不会传福音的。
To me, I feel like I do not, often I feel like I do not know how to preach the gospel.
因为对我来讲, 我在基督徒家庭长大, 是不会传福音的。
Because I was born into a Christian home, so I do not know how to preach the gospel.
说传福音都是抄别人怎么传我就来传。
So regarding preaching the gospel, I'll see how others do it, and I'll do it too.
说我传福音是完全没劲的。
So I do not have strength to.
没人叫我是不会动的。
If no one ask me to, I will not preach the gospel.
你叫我, 我很听话,
if you ask me, then I will be submissive and I will go do it.
直到有一天,
until one day when I truly encounter the Lord.
我得有环境逼我必须自己问主怎么传,
or through circumstances force me to ask the Lord how to preach the gospel.
我说我没有这些一些不信主的人的经验,但是主你要帮我能够带人信主。
I say to the Lord, I don't have an experience of not believing, but you must help me be able to preach the gospel.
我们读了一个尼弟兄讲的一个故事。
We read a story that Brother Watchman Nee shared.
他说有一个人在这个乡村里面非常凶, 他就是看到基督徒来就拿枪之外,你再不走我就开枪。
He said that there's a person in a village who is very violent towards the Christians. If Christians come, he will take out a gun and try to ask them to leave.
他说这些基督徒全部都是假冒伪善。He
said all these Christians are hypocrites.
有一天有个年轻人去跟其中住在一个人家里，就他就信主。One
day there was a young man who went and then he lived somewhere and he believed the Lord.
然后就谈起这个。 这个是一个营长啊，但是讲到他很反对基督徒。And
so they spoke of this man who is a captain who does not is very against Christians.
这个年轻人说我要去跟他谈。This
young man says I want to go.
这个老人家说不要去，你去可能没命回来了。This
old man says don't go. If you go, you might lose your life.
那他说我要去。He
said I will go.
说他去了之后，那个营长就说，哎，你一定新来的。
When he went, he says, the captain says, you must be new. You don't know that no one dared to talk about the gospel to you.
开始拿棍,最后打枪,就叫他走。So
he grabbed a stick and later a gun to ask him to leave.
这年轻人说,在你开枪之前,你容许我祷告。This
young man says, before you shoot, allow me to pray.
他就跪下来。So
he knelt down.
他跪下来说, 求你怜悯第一营长。
So when he knelt down, he said, Lord, may you have mercy on this captain.
他一直这样祷告。
He continued to pray.
他说祷告了大概，他就没起来过。祷告第五次的时候，
he didn't rise up. He continued to pray this way about five times.
看到这个营长就开始叹气了。
He saw that this captain started sighing.
然后再祷告下去，他发现这个。 营长把枪摆下来了。After
he kept praying, he noticed that the captain laid down his gun.
他再还没起来，他继续的祷告。He
didn't rise up, he continued praying.
那个营长跪下来了。That
captain knelt down.
在那里信了主。And
believed the Lord.
我们常常觉得传福音就我要有口才，好好跟他谈。We
often feel like to preach the gospel, we need to be eloquent and be able to speak.
人的信主不是我嘴巴有多厉害讲的。
man believing is not based on how eloquent I am.
乃是你让主来救他的。
It's to let the Lord save that person.
不是我们来救他。
It is not us who are saving those people.
你知道他们这个营长祷告完起来了。
After the prayer with the captain,
他说我听了。我好多年都听福音。
The captain say, I have heard the gospel over the years.
我今天是看见福音。
Today I have seen the gospel.
我从来没听过有人说我看见福音。
I've never heard someone say, I saw the gospel.
我信主。
And this person believed.
所以弟兄姊妹，脱离这个传统，必须你有第一手。
To escape from tradition, you need to have a first-hand experience.
第一手是我要去的。
First-hand is I will go.
我也遇到很多人要来找我的。哎呀，听说你会带年轻人来，告诉我们怎么带。
There are also people who come to me and say, I hear that you know how to lead young people.
人所要的都是方法。
Man wants methods.
我曾经有一个人打电话来，哎呀，我们这年轻人真的都没办法带啊。
Someone once called me and said, we don't know how to lead young people.
我说你带他买菜啊，带他这个我又忘记在哪一个 state 了，这个买菜还有什么，这个就是请他们吃饭啊之类的。他说我们常做。
I told her you can have, you can bring people to buy groceries, you can have them over for meals, and she said, we do this already.
哎呀，我其实不想讲，他不挂电话。
I didn't want to say, but she didn't want to hang up.
就是你一定要给我一个，你现在讲的我们都做。
She really wants something. She says, "You whatever you said, we already did it."
这个已经大概七八年前的事情了。
This is about 8 or 9 years ago.
他绝对不是夸大哈，他这是完全听错了。我说七八，你说八九也行了，就是我其实也忘记是哪一年了。这个，所以我后来我那时候正好在照顾一堆男生啊。
At that time, I was taking care of some guys.
然后呢，他们就为了洗厕所在吵架。
They were angry with each other because of not cleaning the toilet.
所以那天主日完了，我说我来替你们洗厕所。
So that Sunday.After the meeting, I said, I will come and clean the toilet.
五个大男生，我去到把领带一擦，我就在他地厕所地上在地上洗厕所。
I took off my tie and I cleaned it in front of those five guys.
Sherry 常常我在家里都不洗，跑到人家家里洗。
Sherry will say, you don't clean it at home, you clean other people's toilet.
我跟这个是一个老姊妹打，也不老了，那时候她到了六十几岁嘛，这个就说我讲完这个之后，她说好啊，这个好。
After I shared this with this elderly sister, 60 years old or so, I told her, and she said, this is very good.
我现在要告诉我弟兄赶快去做这个事。
I will ask my husband to go do it right now.
哎呀，我心中就叹一口气了。
And I had a sigh in my heart.
第一个做他弟兄也蛮累的，要去洗厕所。
First, to be her husband is, will need to go wash the toilet.
但是我基本知道没用的。
But I know that this will not work. This is just a method.
你只抄方法有用吗？
If you only copy a method, will that work?
你里面必须直接跟主那里得到一些东西的。
You have to obtain something from the Lord directly.
我们说要怎么带孩子啊？
How to raise kids?
我们要怎么上班啊？
How to go to work?
很多事情都好好来问主。
We have to ask the Lord.
因为主给我们的是最好。
What the Lord gives us is the best.
这个我们今天也很多说我们找年长弟兄交通。
Oftentimes we say we'll find elderly brothers to have fellowship.
你知道我们这个讲多了，就成为一个事情，就是我想快的答案。
If we do this a lot, then it becomes that we want an answer quickly.
我一问你就给答案。
If I ask, you give me an answer.
年长弟兄就不给答案，你就觉得累死。
If the elderly brother will not give you an answer, then you'll find this tiresome.
是这样，不给答案才逼我们去问主。
In fact, if the elderly brother does not give us answers, then we have to go ask the Lord.
你知道，有些东西是我们是传统下来的，我们又喜欢了，这我们会产生挣扎。
Some things that come down as tradition and we like it, then we'll have struggle.
好，就过圣诞节，过复活节。
Let's say celebrating Christmas or Easter.
是吧？但我们挣扎是好的，因为我们开始重组，看这是传统呢，还是这是真实主的吩咐的。
It is actually good to have that struggle because then we can find out if this is from tradition or from the Lord's command.
建立与主有直接的关系，第一个是救我们脱离传统。
To establish a direct connection with the Lord, the first thing is to save us from tradition.
第二个是给我们能够成为一个顺服圣灵、顺服基督的人。
The second is that we can be someone who submits to the Holy Spirit and submits to Christ.
主耶稣说啊，如果你顺服我、跟从我，在你腹中要流出活水的江河。
Lord Jesus said that if you submit to me and follow me, then within you, you will have springs of living water.
我们今天基督徒最缺乏的就是这个。
What we lack as Christians today is this.
你知道吗？因为我们很肤浅。
Because we're very shallow.
我们有几滴水出来就了不起了。
If we have a few drops of water, we think we're somebody.
这个能够有水滴出来，哎呀，最少证明我有生命啊。
If we have a few drops, then we say at least we have life.
还能够流出来耶。
And we can have some to pour out.
说常常听这些弟兄们交通说，哇，活水的江河，我要怎么来呀？
When I hear brothers share streams of living water, how does that work?
你知道我们今天哈，我们在神的家中一定都有一些错误的影响在的。
Brothers and sisters, in his house, surely we have some wrong influences.
所以这些东西中，我们整天要去防啊，要去做，讲很多话。
So we have to guard, and we have to say these things.
那神也讲，我们要 guard, 我们要防的。
The Lord also say we need to guard certain things.
但是你知道什么叫泉源
？What is a
spring? 你知道。所有水源都会把它弄脏的。
All the water sources could be contaminated.
只有泉源、喷泉不会脏的。
Only the spring will not be contaminated.
你把脏的东西掉下去，它早就把你喷走。
If you pour some contaminants and it will spring it out.
所以，如果我们能够从腹中流出活水的江河。
So if we can have springs of living water from us,
这些错误的影响早就被你喷走。
So these bad influences will be gone.
这是最美的一个做法。
This is the most beautiful way.
所以我们必须离开肤浅。
So we have to depart from being shallow.
追求在我腹中有那活水的泉源。
To pursue that we will have that spring of living water from within.
所以我们在经历上面，我们可能在肉身里面我们可能第三第四代的基督徒，但是我们的经历上面必须成为第一代的。
So even if we're a third or fourth generational Christian, we need to have that first generational experience.
第四个点，要有主的同在。
The fourth point is to have the presence of the Lord.
我们弟兄交通这个是非常宝贵的事。
Our brother shared this is very precious.
我们不能失去主的同在。
We cannot lose the presence of the Lord.
我们有几样东西会失去主的同在的。
There are some ways for us to lose the presence of the Lord.
我犯罪，主的同在就失去了。
If I sin, then I lose the presence of the Lord.
我如果开始爱世界，主的同在也失去了。
If I love the world, then I also lose the presence.
我现在知道主有要我们做，要我做什么，我不顺服。这个同在也失去了。
I know the Lord wants me to do something, but I'm unwilling to submit. Then I'll also lose.
我们知道，我一旦信主，主已经住，是圣灵主都住在我们里面了。
We know that once we believe the Lord, the Holy Spirit indwells.
我们不会失去救恩。
We will not lose our salvation.
但是主因着我们这个主之后掩面走开了。
But because of these things, the Lord has to turn His face away.
你要知道，有主同在。非常的宝贵。
You have to know that having the presence of the Lord with you is very precious.
因为有主的同在，你就有说不出来的安息。
Because when you have the presence of the Lord, then you have unspeakable peace.
你发现我跟主是 in tune, 我跟主是和谐的。
Then you're in tune with the Lord.
你知道，我今天要去考试，哎呦，我觉得主，我很担心这个考试，主的同在让我非常舒服的走进考场。
Perhaps I was going to have an exam and I was very worried, but then because of the presence of the Lord, I could peacefully walk into the exam.
我今天要带一个聚会，因为有主的同在，我里面就觉得我很充实啊。
I have to lead a meeting today, and because of the presence of the Lord, I feel there's bountiful supply inside.
那出埃及记，这个神对摩西说。
In Exodus, God said to Moses,
我的同在是我打发你的证据。
My presence with you is the sign that I have sent you.
你说这个，只要我们在任何一个事情里面，如果真的有主的同在，你就知道主。Endorse 这件事情。
If we have the Lord's presence with us on anything, then we know that the Lord had endorsed this thing.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看主的同在。
Brothers and sisters, do not belittle the Lord's presence.
也不要看清主的不同在。
And do not belittle the Lord's presence being away from us.
因为我们必须看重主的同在。
Because we have to consider this very seriously.
对自己一直有这种的操练。
To continue to have this kind of exercise.
你到了聚会中，你才能够从里面知道主在还是不在。
So that in a meeting you will know from within whether the Lord is here or not.
不然我们不会知道。
Otherwise we would not know.
我们只能够把圣经拉出来，两三个人奉主的名聚会，主就在当中。
We can only pull out the Bible and say if there are two or three gathered, then the Lord is in their midst.
我们这里早就超过两三个。
We have more than two or three people here.
那主一定要同在。
The Lord is surely here.
你怎么威胁主一定要来啊？
Are you blackmailing the Lord to come here?
是吧？是吧？我们基本上说你一定要来。
We say the Lord, you have to come.
我虽然不顺服，不跟你讲嘛，两三个人，你一定要来。
Even though I don't want to submit to you, but we have two or three people, and you said you will be here.
所以我们今天哈，我们第一个，我们的确要做一个对的人。
We have to be a right person.
当我们是一个对的人
，When we are a right person，
我们就能够抓住主的话，以信心宣告主，你答应过的。
Then we can hold on to his words and by faith say that you have promised that you will be here.
第五个点,
the fifth point,
你当刚强壮胆,
be strong and courageous.
神对约书亚说, 现在带领你的摩西要走, 先到你要来带。
God said to Joshua, the Moses who has been leading you is leaving, and you are now the one who is leading.
你需要跟主跟我开始有直接的关系。
You have to have a direct relationship with me.
你看了两百万人的人要带，你要靠着我，刚强壮胆。
You see 2 million people, and you have to be strong and courageous.
说弟兄姊妹，我们今天要服侍主，我们会遇到上胆的事情。
Today, when we want to serve the Lord, we'll face things that might cause us to lose courage.
很多事情。会让我们没办法刚强起来。
A lot of things will cause us to not be strong.
但是我们第一个我们要看主，是你呼召的。
But first we have to know, Lord, you called me.
第二个，主有你的同在。
Second, Lord, your presence is here.
就靠着你刚强起来。
And by you, I will be strong.
所以你要知道，对于约书亚来讲，这不容易啊。
This is difficult for Joshua.
所以我就提了这五个点。
I mentioned these 5 points.
这个我们目标与道路。
Our goal and our way.
我们第一个不能够肤浅。
We cannot be shallow.
第二个我们要有分别。
We need to be separated.
我们能够建立跟主有第一手的经历。
We have to establish a direct we have to have a first-hand experience with the Lord.
我们能够常有主的同在。
We need to have His presence.
我们也当刚强壮胆。
We need to be strong and courageous.
孙弟兄讲了一句话。
Brother Sun shared this one phrase.
他说：“我们要向我们所听到的道负责。” And the message that we heard, we have to be responsible for that.
We have to be responsible for the message that we have heard.
你要知道，你听了就是听了，你不可以说我没听过。
If you heard it, you heard it. You cannot say you didn't hear it.
你不可以说我是左耳进右耳出。
You can't say that I have already forgotten it.
你不可以说我就是路旁的。
You can't say that you're just on the wayside.
我就是石头的。
Or I'm in the rocky place.
你记得耶稣讲对加百农讲过的话。
Remember what Jesus said to Capernaum.
我在加百农所行的神迹，如果行在所多玛，他们早就悔改了。
If the miracles that I have performed in Capernaum, if I performed them in Sodom, then they would have already believed.
但是现在行在你加百农，你们却不悔改。
But I have expressed these in Capernaum, and you did not repent.
所多玛审判的时候所受的，会比你们轻。
The judgment that will face Sodom will be lighter than yours.
我们今天要对我们所听到的道负责。
We have to be responsible for the messages that we have received.
我听了不爽，你要负责。
If you heard it and you don't care, you have to be responsible.
你听了说我走不了，你要负责。
If you heard it and you cannot walk, you still have to be responsible.
我们不能够说我这个我软弱嘛我。
You can't just say that I'm weak.
这是一个蛮重的一句话。
This is a heavy saying.
我们今天要知道，我要对我所听到的道负责。
Today we need to know that we need to be responsible for the words that we have received.
我们听的道比谁都多。
We've heard many messages more than others.
我们还骄傲我们听到好好的道。
Maybe we're even proud that we have heard good messages.
每次想到这个都可怕。
Every time when we think of this, this is fearful.
你走得了几个出来啊？
Can you actually walk this way?
我们要对我们所听到的道负责。
We have to be responsible for the messages we receive.
如果你还说慢慢来，你反正你还也是要负责。
If you say you'll do this slowly, well, you're still responsible.
这个孙弟兄用了 Evan Roberts 这句话 ,Ban the church to save the world. 中文我不会讲了，这个。
Brother Sun mentioned what Evan Roberts said, Ban the church, save the world.
我听了这句话。
I heard this phrase.
我里面有个呼喊。
I have a
cry
in my heart.
我说 ,Ban your people, revive your church.
Ban your people, revive your church.
你做把我们都压得都能够跪得下来。那复兴你的教会。
Ban your people, revive the church.
我们今天时间的确不多的。
We don't have much time left.
我们听了很多的道。
We heard a lot of messages.
我们要对我们所听到的道负责的。
We have to be responsible to the messages we receive.
不是别人对你负责。
It's not that others are responsible for us.
是你自己要对你所听到的道负责的。
You yourself have to be responsible.
求主能够 ban your us and revive his church.
May the Lord ban us and revive his church.
给我们都知道我们信的主我是有目标也有那条路达到这个目标的。
Now we know that we believe the Lord. Now there's a goal. And there's a way to reach that goal.
我们信的主所追求的就是属灵的事。
We believe the Lord and what we pursue is spiritual matters.
我们要懂属灵的原则。
We need to know spiritual principles.
我们要建立属灵的性格。
We have to establish spiritual character.
我们要有属灵的实际。
We have to have spiritual reality.
唯一一个我们不要有的就属灵的肤浅。
One thing we do not want is spiritual shallowness.
求主给我们有这些根基听到了给我们靠着主的恩典一步一步去实行。
May the Lord let us hear these foundational matters and actually walk it step by step.
我们低头有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
所以我们再一次为着过去的聚会献上感谢。
Lord, once again, we give thanks for the meeting that we had.
主你说过凡有耳的就应当听。
You have said that he who has ear, let him hear.
主求你给我们都是一个能听的人。
May you let us be people who are can hear.
说虽然就算我们有挣扎，求主不让我们就随便把它放掉。
Even if we have struggled, Lord, help us not let these things go.
但愿这些话真的能够把我们带上，走在你所要我们走的路上。
May these words truly bring us to walk upon the way that you have laid out for us.
主耶稣啊，我们切切求你救我。
Jesus.We ask that you will save us.
在特别这个你快回来之前这一段时间里
，especially in these end days.
说我们知道这个征战是凶猛的。
We know that there will be wars.
我们里面肉体对于肉体的征战是何等的凶猛。
There is such a great struggle and war of our flesh.
说给我们不靠我们自己，学习真实来靠你。
Help us not rely on ourselves, but learn to rely on you.
因为得胜不是在乎我们，得胜乃在乎你。
Because victory is about not about us, it is about you.
所以主啊，愿这些话在我们里面能够扎根。
May these words take root in our hearts.
说我们渴慕那实际从我们身上能够出来。
Or we desire that this may be reality in our lives.
说愿你开我们的眼，看到你就是我们的目标。
May you open our eyes so we may see that you yourself is our goal.
给我们能够走在你所命定的路上，而能够达到这个目标。
That we can walk on the way that you have laid out for us, that we can reach the goal of God.
所以听我们的呼求。
Hear our cry.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.